It's that time of year for Sandhill Cranes. The Tennessee Sandhill Crane Festival runs tomorrow and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Birchwood, celebrating the thousands of sandhill cranes that migrate through or spend the winter on and around the Hiwassee Refuge. Mimi Barnes is with the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, which presents the festival. Mimi, thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
Tell us more about the festival. How long has it been around?
This is actually the 29th year of this festival. What a great thing to celebrate wildlife for 29 years.
And sandhill cranes.
Yes, this festival celebrates the migratory route of the sandhill crane, which we happen to be the ending point for some cranes and a stopover for other cranes. They're all coming down from the Great Lakes region at this time. It's very weather dependent, but all the birds are migrating down from that Great Lakes region up into Canada, and they utilize our refuge as a holdover, a place to eat, a place to stay safe.
And what are they like?
They're over 4 feet tall. Their wingspan is typically around 8 feet tall, and their call can be heard from a mile away. They fly in these huge V formations that a lot of people might see and mistake for Canada geese, but trust me, they sound nothing like a goose. And they're just traveling together in these family units and larger groups for safety, and they come down to the refuge.
And how long have you been keeping an eye on them?
I have been a birder my entire life, thanks to being raised on a farm and having a dad that really enjoyed the outdoors. I always say, thank goodness he did not have a son, because I'm of the generation that a little boy might have been invited outside before me. So I'm delighted to have had a father that invited me outside to see migratory birds. When I was a child, sandhill cranes were not around. You know, this is a species that has made a recovery in the eastern United States. And what a gift that we get to celebrate it now. Because for me, as a child in the 70s, this bird was not around in the numbers that it is today. So I can say I've been watching them for as long as they've been around. It's been at least 20 years for me that I remember seeing my first sandhill crane 20 years ago.
And as those cranes have come back in population, they have shown up on the public consciousness.
They have. More people are aware of them. If you're a wildlife watcher, if you enjoy the outdoors and you're a birder, then you definitely know this bird. A lot of people take pilgrimages to see different birds throughout the United States. Pulaski Refuge is further north and a stopover point as well. And a lot of people visit Pulaski this time of year, but that's quite a drive. You can see them right in your backyard, in a sense, here in Hamilton County with a huge stopover. The high count so far this year has been over 10,000 birds in the area, but we've had as many as 20,000 on the refuge.
Well, tell us more about the festival that celebrates them.
So the festival is Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. It runs 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it is free. It's free for families. There's children's activities. There's live music, which is a lot of fun. The American Eagle Foundation joins us for a live raptor show, which is always a highlight. There are free shuttles to our refuge and free shuttles to the Cherokee Removal Memorial. They're a partner with us, and they've partnered for many years with us. So not only are you going to see great birds, you're going to be entertained, and you can visit this historical heritage site.
And there'll be some conversations about the state of the cranes today and what it's going to take to protect them in the future.
Yes, this year we're very fortunate. The International Crane Foundation is joining us. They provide a wealth of information on cranes, as well as Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Our ornithologists will be on hand, of course, and a lot of experts will be on hand to talk to folks. The Tennessee Ornithological Society also joins us. They set up scopes, birding scopes, so people can actually see birds, not just cranes, but other birds close up. Bald eagles, hopefully a golden eagle will show up. That's another migratory species that's here this time of year. And of course, many different types of ducks and other birds too. So a lot of fun.
And you mentioned music. And when we say music, we're talking about music that is reflective of the heritage in which these birds call home.
In some respects, yes. We have a band that joins us called Second Nature. They're out of Nashville and kind of a back porch picking group that does play reflective music. And the LeConte Jug Band is joining us this year. We also have an educational talk. Mary Feely is joining us, and she actually did her graduate work at this university, and she'll be joining us to share her findings.
I think one of these years, the cranes are going to get together and form their own band.
They already, the sound for folks that come to the festival that have never heard this bird before or seen them in mass, the sound is just overwhelming. It's just a sound that's unique. It's unlike any other bird out there. We have folks come from across the country for this festival, and we've even had folks from other countries visit us. So please stop by, say hello to me, tell me where you're from. I love it. It's one of my favorite weekends of the year.
And where can people go online for more information?
TNWildlife.org has all your crane viewing information, not only this time of year. It's not the only weekend the cranes are here. We want you to join us for this lively celebration, but there are other crane viewing opportunities, not just at the Hiwassee Refuge, but throughout the state. The Hiwassee Refuge is unique in the sense that it is a refuge, and it does have a platform, a viewing area that's open year-round for visitors. You're kind of confined to an area for obvious reasons. It's a refuge, and we want to maintain that calmness for the wildlife that's there, including the sandhill cranes this time of year. But it is open, and we have a lot of birders join us, photographers that join us. Great fun.
All right, Mimi, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me here.